Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with News Update broadcast on FM Radio from Quy Nhơn. Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with News Update broadcast on FM Radio from Quy Nhơn. Good evening and welcome to Gia Lai News. On the afternoon of July 12, the Party Committee of the Gia Lai Provincial Border Guard Command convened its first Party Congress for the 2025-2030 term. Attending and directing the Congress were Colonel Yung Thế Võ, Deputy Chief of Staff of the Border Guard Command, and Colonel Nguyễn Thế Vinh, member of the Provincial Party Standing Committee and Commander of the Provincial Military Command. In the 2020-2025 term, the Party Committee successfully led the unit in fulfilling key targets, maintaining its core role in managing and safeguarding the national border, supporting political infrastructure development, and promoting socio-economic growth in border areas. It also took proactive measures in handling complex situations, natural disaster, epidemics, and search and rescue missions. The new term outlines 8 major goals and key task groups with 3 strategic breakthroughs: streamlining the organizational structure, improving training quality and discipline, and accelerating digital transformation and administrative reforms within the force. Addressing the Congress, Colonel Nguyễn Thế Vinh emphasized the importance of upholding the spirit of democracy, discipline, solidarity, innovation, victory. He called on the Party Committee to enhance leadership capacity, maintain strict discipline, foster internal unity, and build a strong, exemplary border guard force capable of firmly protecting national sovereignty and border security in a new context. The Congress also approved the decision of the Provincial Military Party Committee Standing Board on appointing the Executive Committee, Standing Board Secretary, Deputy Secretary, and Inspection Committee of the Border Guard Party Committee for the 2025-2030 term. On the afternoon of July the 12th, Colonel Nguyễn Thế Vinh, member of the Provincial Party Standing Committee and commander of the Gia Lai Provincial Military Command, visited and worked in Gia Tớc and Gia Cờ Rê communes. During the field inspection, Colonel Nguyễn Thế Vinh praised the effective implementation of the two-tier local government model, particularly the appropriate staffing and efficient administrative procedures, which have gained public support. In preparation for the upcoming party congress at the commune level, he urged the local party committees and authorities to remain highly responsible, build practical and goal-oriented documents, and align economic development with national defense and security priorities. On this occasion, the working delegation presented meaningful gifts to the party committees, people's committees, and military police and border forces stationed in the two communes.
On July the 12th, the General Department of Civil Judgment Enforcement under the Ministry of Justice held a ceremony at the Gia Lai Provincial Convention Center, Quy Nhơn Ward, to officially announce the establishment of Gia Lai Provincial Civil Judgment Enforcement Department and issue key organizational and personnel decisions. Attending the ceremony were Deputy Director of the General Department Deng Thị Phương Hoa, Vice Chairman of the Gia Lai Provincial People's Committee Lâm Hải Giang, leaders of the provincial departments, and civil judgment enforcement officers. At the event, the Ministry of Justice announced its decision to establish the Gia Lai Civil Judgment Enforcement Department by merging the departments of Bidin and Gia Lai. Mr. Nguyễn Xuân Hồng, former director of the Bidin Civil Judgment Enforcement Department, was appointed director of the newly formed Gia Lai Department. 6 deputy directors were also appointed. Additionally, the department issued 63 appointment decisions for department and unit-level leaders across 5 functional divisions and 14 district-level offices. Speaking at the ceremony, Vice Chairman Lam Hai Yang congratulated the newly appointed leaders and urged them to promote unity, discipline, and innovation to enhance enforcement effectiveness. Deputy Director Deng Thi Phuong Hoa emphasized that restructuring following the merger is a key step towards streamlining operations and improving governance. She called on all officers to strengthen their professional capacity, maintain discipline, and fulfill their duties with integrity and efficiency.
The Yalai Provincial People's Committee has issued a directive requiring strict enforcement of measures to combat illegal, unreported, and unregulated IUU fishing across the province. Accordingly, the Department of Agriculture and Environment has been tasked with coordinating local coastal authorities to review and clearly identify 650 fishing vessels deemed unfit for operation. These boats must be strictly monitored and prohibited from going out to sea. For 16 vessels that have not installed or are lacking vessel monitoring systems, owners must immediately equip the required devices or bring their boats ashore. The province also mandated the public disclosure of unqualified vessels, those with expired registration, fishing licenses, or missing monitoring equipment, so they can be monitored daily. For boats currently docked outside the province, local authorities must submit lists to the Department of Agriculture and Environment and the Border Guard Command to coordinate with other provinces and ensure these vessels are not permitted to operate. Boats anchored within the province must be brought ashore, assigned supervisors, and face strict penalties if violations occur. The Provincial Border Guard has also been instructed to direct all border boats and checkpoints to inspect 100% of fishing vessels entering and exiting ports, ensuring that no unqualified boats are allowed to set sail.
Vice Chairman of the Yalai Provincial People's Committee, Yung Matip, has signed a directive aimed at enhancing quality and tightening the management, inspection, and supervision of OCOP, One Commune, One Products items across the province. The Provincial Department of Agriculture and Environment has been tasked with leading efforts to review and restructure the Provincial OCOP Evaluation and Ranking Council. The department will inspect compliance with standards related to raw material zones, production conditions, food safety, packaging, labeling, barcoding, intellectual property, and environmental impact. OCOP producers will also receive guidance on improving product quality, branding, and market expansion. The Departments of Industry and Trade and Health will coordinate efforts to verify product quality and traceability, ensure food hygiene and safety, and strictly address violations such as mislabeling and commercial fraud. Local authorities at the commune and ward levels are urged to identify communication efforts to raise awareness among all crop producers about the importance of maintaining product quality tied to raw material origins, environmental standards, and food safety. They are also expected to carry out regular inspections, remove substandard products from circulation, notify consumers, and promptly address complaints related to OCOP products. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening and goodbye for now.